If you just had about 3 or 4 acres of something, what would you call that? Would you call that...
We just call it a field of corn.
Or a field. How about if it was just about an acre? Would you still call it a field?
Yeah.
How about if it was a half an acre?
Well, we'd all just call it a field.
I was getting at the word patch. Did you ever use the word patch?
Well, yeah, we did patch whatever we got. Part of the garden, we'd put part of it up in this patch, you see.
That would be in the garden.
Yeah, I know. Well, someone used it in back or two.
But it would have to, it would be a kind of, it would have to be smaller, though, wouldn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how, is there any special size? I mean, if it's an acre, you'd call it a field, you say.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's a half an acre, would you still call it a field?
Well, someone down in some of them call it a small patch.
Okay. Now, did you have any fencing around the fields?
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever have open range here in your lifetime?
No, not in my lifetime. Really.
All right. What kind of fences did you have out in the... Well, what kind of fence did you have around a field?
Well, you used to make rail fences.
What were they like?
And you'd split rail, cross them up, build a crooked fence.
Remember what you called the bottom rail?
We just call it the bottom rail. Okay.
What was the worm? Did you ever use that expression, lay in the worm?
No.
Never used the expression, the worm. Or how about if you put up so many rails, but then you wanted to make the fence quite a bit higher, but to save rails? And you put a cross thing up like this?
Well, it's called it, can't think of it now. I can't think of it, but I don't mind about getting my speech, you know.
How about a stake and rider?
Yeah, well, that's right. They get a stake and rider. That's what I was trying to think of, you see.
Now, what kind of fences did you have around the did you have around the garden?
Wire, mostly.
How about before wire came in? Kind of wooden fences.
We had palings. We had paling fences.
Now, how big were palings?
Oh, I see. 3 inches, and then thin, and...
How high? Any special height?
Four, five, 6 feet, something like different length.
Would you call it the same, would you call that a paling fence, too, if we're only about 2 feet high and we're around the garden, out in the front yard or something?
Well, I'd say it would, yeah.
Okay. And then, now you said the wire fence. What different kinds of wire fences did you...
First, one can get it used a smooth wire, and then we got a barbed wire.
Okay. And when you put up a wire fence, in every corner, or every 10 or 15 feet or so, you have to sink a...
post.
Yeah. Now, and so, how many of those, you'd have about 15 or 20 on a small field at least, wouldn't you? Probably more than that.
Oh, you have them on that. You put them about 10, 12 foot apart.
Okay. And so, how many would you say you'd use on an ordinary size field?
I'd say you'd take 100 posts to go about 15 acre field.
I see. Now, did you take those all out with you at once in the wagon when you were going to put up a...
No, it's